80 AM, The Biz, South Florida's only all-business station, welcomes you to Freed on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 1990s, and has closed over $1 billion in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Freed, exclusively on 880 AM, The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Freed.
All right, America, welcome to another edition of Freed on Business, and we've got a super show today. We're going to start off with some listener emails talking about some ideas and currency out there in the economy. Then we're going to bring on Dr. Pascal Goldschmidt. He's an internationally renowned cardiologist and cardiovascular researcher. He's the Senior Vice President for Medical Affairs and the Dean of the University of Miami, Leonard M. Miller Medical School. He also serves as the Chief Executive Officer of the University of Miami Health System. We call them UHealth on our show, with dozens of outpatient facilities in Miami-Dade County, Broward, Palm Beach, Monroe, and Collier counties, with more than 8,000 staffers and over 1,200 physicians. We're going to be talking about medicine in the 21st century. Then we're going to have Rob Denton on. He's the president and founder of True North Financial. Rob will be talking to us about how he applies his over 25 years of experience in lending and credit risk management and collections to helping small business people across the country solve their credit issues. Then we're going to talk to Dr. Sam Chandon. He's the president and chief economist of Chandon Economics. He is an adjunct professor at the Wharton School at the University of Pennsylvania. He's a noted economist and an active commentator on issues of national and global economic significance. We're going to talk capital markets, real estate, the economy. It'll be the fastest 10 minutes on radio. It'll be a great overview of the economic situation and the impacts, especially as things get murkier and murkier around the world. And then at the end, I'm going to give my editorial. This time, we're going to talk about the power of vacation. As always, I want to thank our sponsors, Warren Henry and True North Financial, Warren Henry Automotive Group. Get the Warren Henry advantage. And now we're going to go to our email segment one.
Now, where you been, baby? You got mail.
All right, thank you, Barry White and Juan. George in Miami writes, does that stuff with Dr. Franks that he talks about on the show with you really work? Let me tell you, George. Today, I got a new shipment of vitamins in from Dr. Franks, actually last night. I started taking the new vitamins today, and the guys at the office thought I was nuts. I had more energy than I've had in quite some time. I don't know whether it was the B12 or whatever it is that he gives me, but it's just amazing. So, George, go to Ask Dr. Franks. Send the guy an email and ask him what he's giving me, and you should check into it because it just fires me up. David in Atlanta writes, can you ask Dr. Chandon what he thinks about China cooling off and its impact on Europe and the U.S.? Yes, David, I will make sure we get that. Hold on, I will star that question and make sure we get it for Sam. Sonny in Fort Lauderdale writes, what's the hottest real estate market today in Miami and why? Well, Sonny, I'm not sure that there's a hotter real estate market in Miami than the multifamily market. The condo market and the rental housing market is just exploding. Rental rates continue to go up, and I know that there are lots of units planned to come out of the ground in the next 12 to 18 months in multifamily. Been to some groundbreakings already, going to some more next week and the following week. So I'd say the hottest segment in Miami is multifamily. Steve from Miramar writes, is the economy really recovering? Steve, I think that the economy is recovering just the way I said it would many, many months and years ago at this point. It's recovering like Charlie Brown's T-shirt. The bottom of it, if you remember, it's a bunch of squiggly up and down lines. That's what we can expect not only for the near term, but the midterm and perhaps even longer than that. It's going to be up and down as we continue to try to right the ship on the economy, as the world continues to delever itself, as it continues to get out from under its credit debt. That's right, as it continues to do some of the things that Rob Denton from True North Financial will talk about later. Countries and companies are doing it. Rob will tell you, as a small business person, how you can use the system to your advantage as well. Walter in Miami writes, when is Larry coming back on? That's Larry's in, I guess. Did he really give you that great deal on your car? Yes, in fact, Walter, he gave me such a good deal that I bought two cars from Larry in the last couple of months. So you can just go over to Warren Henry Automotive. They've got all kinds of different cars, and they're just giving great deals and great service, and they're great people. They stand behind their products. Let's see, who's next? Paul from Miami writes, why can I not get a loan for the expansion of my small business? I have $15 million in revenue, and now I'm too small for a small business loan? I just don't get it. Paul, the small banks and the big banks are redefining what a small business is. Many small businessmen that relied on letters of credit like you to bridge them between when they provided the services and products and when they actually get paid on a net 30, net 90, net 60 days. Those letters of credit and bank financing, the short-term loans, they're just not available anymore. So there are places to go. Listen to Rob. He's got some good ideas about how to monetize some of your accounts receivables. Let's see. Jeff in Baltimore. Will you guys at your firm do exotic real estate deals? I'm putting together a fund to buy tax liens. Well, Jeff, if we can understand a transaction, we'll certainly evaluate it. I can't tell you from here whether or not I would consider making a fund to put tax liens together exotic. Lots of people, including the institutions, are doing that today. So if you have an idea, give me a call at 305-854-5000, extension 222, and I'll tell you what I think about your real estate deal. Paul in Fort Lauderdale. He writes, I own a small service business. I have lots of outstanding receivables and need help monetizing them so I can pay my creditors. Can Rob help? Certainly can, Paul. Make sure you listen. Rob will tell you all about his ways to help you monetize your accounts receivable and help you pay off your creditors with the bills that people owe you. Bill in Fort Lauderdale writes, I'm being harassed by my creditor phone calls. They're driving me nuts. They woke me up Saturday. It's at 8:20 in the morning. Can Rob help stop these calls? Yes, Rob can help stop those calls. He shouldn't call it True North Financial. He should call it Phone Calming Down Financial. Let's see. Stan in Boca writes, my bank just cut my credit line and the creditors are hounding me big time. I'm contemplating bankruptcy. Can Rob help? The answer is yes, Stan. Again, stick with us. It seems that Rob is the favorite guy today on the show with the emails. Let's see if we can get some out. Oh, here's a good one. Pearl in Aventura writes, please ask Dr. Goldschmidt how all the healthcare hubbub is going to impact my alma mater, the University of Miami, and their health system. We will make sure that we touch base with Dr. Goldschmidt on what he believes is going to be the future of the healthcare industry and the future of UHealth, University of Miami Health System. We call them UHealth here on the show. So Pearl, stick with us. He'll be on in just a couple minutes. Jason in Miami writes, please ask Dr. Shandon if he thinks the U.S. economy needs more stimuli. Jason, I think that the Fed is wondering the same thing, and they're on the fence, so we'll make sure we ask Sam that. My gosh, it's all these are questions for the other guys. No one wants to ask me anything. Let's see. Steve in Atlanta writes, has the housing market bottomed out? I think, Steve, that really depends. I flew over Atlanta last night, actually yesterday evening on my way home from Miami. It looked to me like there were a lot of, I call them stub farms, cul-de-sacs with all of the infrastructure there, but no homes. So I'm not so sure how strong it is in Atlanta. I know that in other markets, it's absolutely white hot. I just got off the phone with a friend of mine that makes the market in selling improved residential land in Central Florida, and the guy can't get enough property to sell. It's just going crazy up there. So I think that people are seeing that the home market is turning around, and in other areas, you're starting to see a lot of the people that promote for the home market talk about that it's turning around. You're seeing it getting stronger in certain areas, but I still think it's a case of haves and have-nots. I don't think we'll see a lot of strong, steady growth in one direction. There'll be some steps forward and some steps back, so it's a challenge. So, Steve, that's my thought. Thanks for listening up in Atlanta. John in Miami Beach writes, should the Fed move now, put it off? What about inflation? Well, have you seen gas prices? They went down. Now they're starting to go back up, but commodity prices are still well below the levels they were before. I think that's just a reflection of the global economic slowdown, and you see that China and some of the other countries are cooling off, and some big, important Chinese statistics have come out, and they're just not sure. They think that the government of China may be masking them. I wonder why they might do that. It's such an open society. Let's see. John in Fort Lauderdale writes, how's the social media going? Hey, high five to Johnny out there doing the social media right now for us. There's lots to do. John, let me tell you about my thoughts on social media. You just can't do it enough. There's so many different platforms, so much to do. We had some of the mavens on from social media last week. Their fingers fly at a rate that mine just can't. And if you're focused on the social media and dabbling into that, or not actually dabbling, but actually diving into the social media, it's very difficult to continue to keep doing all of the things that you need to do to stay fresh all the time. That's why I've got Johnny Social Media 305 Mahoney. He helps me with my social media, and I recommend that if you need a social media consultant, you give him a call. You can reach him by just tweeting at social media. Give him a direct message, and if you don't know how to do that, then just send me an email, jim@freedonbusiness, and I'll make sure that we get a hold of him. Juan's on the phone, which means that I bet that Dr. Goldschmidt is calling in. Juan, are we ready to go to a break? We're going to a break, and then we're going to be right back with Dr. Pascal Goldschmidt. We're going to talk about medical science breakthroughs in the 21st century. Back after this. Hi, this is Jim Freed. When you are looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, and Jaguar. Exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can always call for anything, anytime, for an entire year. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
Hey everybody, this is John Mahoney with SocialMedia305.com. Many of you might know us as the online voice for the Freedom Business Radio Show. And what we do, we provide you access to your community using social media platforms. Now we know most businesses are looking to take advantage of this and stay in touch with their community and their customers, but they're not quite sure what platforms to use or even when to use them. We can help you overcome this hurdle. We know where the market is, how to find them, how to track the conversations, and most importantly, how to engage your brand. You can reach us at any time at 305-710-2273. Again, call us at 305-710-2273 or feel free to drop us an email at contact@socialmedia305.com. Again, that's contact@socialmedia305.com.
Hi, this is Jim Freed. I'm looking for a few good partners. I invest equity with operating partners. If you have real estate transactions and need debt or equity, give me a call at 305-854-5000, extension 222, retail, apartments, land, office, hotel, and healthcare. We are seeking operating partners in all product sectors and in locations throughout the southeastern United States. Again, call me at 305-854-5000, extension 222.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, America, we are back, and we have got one of the top people in healthcare here in South Florida, perhaps the top. I'm telling you, he's the best, and he treats us like family whenever we go to UHealth. We're talking about Dr. Pascal Goldschmidt, MD. Dr. Goldschmidt is an internationally renowned cardiologist and cardiovascular researcher. He is the Senior Vice President for Medical Affairs and the Dean of the University of Miami Leonard M. Miller School of Medicine. He also serves as Chief Executive Officer of the University of Miami Health System. We call them UHealth on our show. And the UHealth has dozens of outpatient facilities in Miami-Dade, Broward, Palm Beach, Monroe, and Collier counties with more than 8,000 staffers and 1,200 physicians. Today, we're going to talk about medicine in the 21st century. Welcome to the show, Dr. Goldschmidt.
Thank you, Jim.
How are you doing there, doctor?
I'm doing great. I just wish my mom could have heard you.
Oh, don't worry about it. I'll send you the MP3. I'll make sure that your mom can hear us and hear it. And she deserves to it because you make us all proud here, Doc. Now, we've seen in the press that there's now the federal system is sort of stabilizing, I guess, to some degree. We'll still have to watch the election. But I got to believe that that's not the only thing that's going to impact healthcare going forward. What are some of the things that we need to look out for that are coming up in the future with healthcare that, irrespective of the political circumstances, we can look forward to?
Well, Jim, one thing that is sure is that what will be the big change moving forward in the 21st century is that we will be more and more focused on making sure that our fellow humans are staying healthy and making sure that, they can have a long life sheltered from any chronic illnesses.
Wow, that sounds like a really big objective, and it sounds like you guys and your group that do the population medical practices have got some really good ideas that are coming along. I know that you specifically try to reach out internationally to make sure that their populations in at-risk locations are taken care of, for instance, your trip to Haiti that you did right after the earthquake.
Yeah, for sure. You know, Jim, I think that the issue is that not only this is important. I mean, we live about, as you know, almost 80 years in average in the United States. And, we want to be sure that if you divide life into three major parts, the last one, the last third, needs to be just as nice as the first two-thirds. And that will require for elderly humans to stay healthy, vigorous, able to do what they want to do, working or having fun, retiring, or doing things that they have never done before in their life. It could be a variety of options, but they need to be healthy to do that. Uh-huh. And the cost of illnesses is such that we really also need for to be able to afford healthcare in the 21st century. We'll need to have health. We need to make sure that people stay healthy for a very long time.
No, I agree with you. Yesterday, I was having a meeting with an octogenarian person that heads up a huge company, and he let us know that he was going to be retiring, but it wasn't because he wanted to. It was because his health was deteriorating. And then he mentioned the golden years ain't so golden. And I think that if we can help our bodies to maintain at a higher level as we're younger, that they will, the golden years can be golden. And I'm seeing that old was 65 when I was a kid. Now my mom is 75 and vigorous and works all the time.
Absolutely. I've seen a couple of big bubbles in healthcare. In the late 60s, 70s, and going into the 80s, the big, big bubble was cardiovascular disease. I mean, as you know, after the Second World War, everybody was smoking practically.
Yes.
And you had 30 years to people who were, in their 20 to 30. And here you are now in the 50s, 60s, and there was a huge epidemic of heart disease. And people were having MI, major heart attacks at age 50, 55, 60, 65. And, we made tremendous progress in preventing cardiovascular disease, tremendous progress in treating it for people who have it. As you know, we have angioplasties. We can put defibrillators, we can do surgeries, there's a ton of new treatments. Then after that, when we started to live longer, the next complications was a huge development of cancer disease. Frankly, it was difficult to recruit, as a leader of medicine, to recruit enough oncologists to see all the patients and to take care of them. The next one, a big bubble, in my view, as we continue to age, will be neurodegenerative disorders, things like Alzheimer, Parkinson, a number of things that can happen as you age, where, it's really critical to keep the cognitive functions as good as they can be, because that's a secret of happy last third of life.
So does UHealth have some specific programs and plans to address the memory care issues in a way that's affordable to most people?
Well, first of all, we do a ton of work in identifying markers of susceptibility for neurodegenerative disorders such as Parkinson or Alzheimer, and we've made tremendous progress. You know, it's really fascinating to see that now there are multiple genes, for example, in the genome that have been identified as being linked to a propensity due to certain modification of the genes that lead to neurodegenerative disorders like Alzheimer and Parkinson. So first thing, we can predict more effectively who may be at risk, and that brings the opportunity to do things that actually prevent the disorder from happening. You know, as I know, that, for example, exercising vigorously seems to be a good prevention for Alzheimer disease before you get it.
Yeah, I know that there's certain markers that the human genome has found that are almost perfect predictors for onset of different diseases. And we've had some of your specialists on that are involved in the stem cell research at UHealth that are developing targeted treatments or even perhaps recreating the part of the body itself that would need to be replaced. I found that to be fascinating and forward thinking. And you've got to have other programs like that too going on.
What? Get it right. So I talked about prevention. There are things that we can do to stay healthy that have to do with prevention. Things like exercise, a good diet. You know, we just learned that a glass of wine at night may prevent osteoporosis in women. There was a lot of reports on that today. But there is a point where people who have a susceptibility will catch up with the process. And at that time, we need to be sure that we have treatments that can postpone, if you want, the evolution of the disease process. And stem cells in the 21st century would be a huge deal.
I'm
not talking necessarily, Jim, of the controversial embryonic stem cells, because these cells are very difficult to use clinically for the fact that quite often they can lead to oncological processes. But there are a number of cells that are more like adult stem cells that are are much more easy to use, that do not lead to tumors, and that can repair tissues that have been damaged.
Now, Doc, we only have about a minute left in this segment, and I want to make sure we schedule with your office to get you back real soon, because this is great stuff. But I want to talk about, for just about a minute, what's going to happen at the UHealth going forward in the next year, things that are going to impact your ability to deliver health care in the 21st century here locally and in the region, because you're reaching out to the whole region now.
So in addition to what I mentioned, the two things that will be extremely important moving forward is to, when patients come to see us at any site, the patient experience is optimized. You know, it's really important for patients to be able to go see their care provider, their nurse, their doctor, and have a good experience where they don't need to wait, where it's easy access, where they can get their data and see their physician or nurse, whatever may be the case, and have a good experience. The second thing that will change is that we need to have that in the backyard of the people of South Florida. You know, the time of having to fly to see the best doctors in the world is over.
Thank goodness.
We need to provide people with what they deserve, that is the best medicine in their backyard, with the best doctors and the best nurses. And for that reason, that's the reason why we need to be in so many different sites, is to optimize the access to care and to prevention as well for as many patients as possible.
Well, all I can say is that every person that you ran through here that was a doctor or a professional that worked with UHealth was absolutely top of the line. From a professional standpoint, no problem. But when I met them and spoke to them as individuals and spoke to them, you could see the compassion in their face and how professional they were. And I really want to thank you for coming on and bringing UHealth here to the community and expanding health care for the 21st century for us.
Jim, I'd love to talk to you. Bring me back.
Oh, you'll be back real soon. We'll make sure. We'll have Vivian give a call out for that. Thank you again, Dr. Pascal Goldschmidt, Dean at the University of Miami Medical School and the person in charge of the University of Miami Health System. We call them UHealth. Thanks again, Dr. Pascal Goldschmidt.
Thank you, Jim. Bye-bye.
My pleasure. We'll talk again soon. We'll be right back with Rob Denton. Get your credit issues ready. He's going to talk about how to handle them.
Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun. And I say, it's all right.
Hi, this is Jim Fried. You know it's a good business to give your customers what they want. The Warren Henry family of auto dealerships, you know, Land Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, and Jaguar, they know this, and that's why they always give their customers more. When I leased my Infiniti from them, I knew I was getting the best price because they guarantee it. Their best price guarantee is part of a package of benefits called the Warren Henry Advantage. You get complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and even a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime, for an entire year. So if you buy or lease any new Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, or Jaguar from Warren Henry, or even if you buy one of their pre-owned cars, you'll get the Warren Henry Advantage, too. And in the add in the exceptional service they deliver, and you'll see why they've been in business for over 3.5 decades. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
This is Hugo Perez of DataCorp. In today's fast-paced business climate, a business executive like you needs help keeping up with technology innovations that can help drive profits. DataCorp is the IT partner that you're looking for. DataCorp has been recognized as the number one ranked small business in South Florida. Our 10 years of service excellence integrating server systems got us to the top. Let us help you get to number one in your field. Make DataCorp your IT trusted advisor. Call me, Hugo Perez, at 954-671-5650. Again, that is 954-671-5650, or visit our website, www.data-corporation.com. And remember, DataCorp is powered by partnerships and driven by service.
Ask Dr. Victor Franks how I lost 40 pounds in 4 months under his supervision. Ask Dr. Victor Franks how to lose weight and stay healthy without working out. Ask Dr. Victor Franks how to relax and stay that way for hours. Ask Dr. Victor Franks how to keep your energy up while you increase your workload or your workout load. Ask Dr. Franks by calling 305-975-8748 or go to his website, www.askdrfranks.com. You'll be glad you did.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Fried on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Fried.
All right, America, we are back, and we are here with Rob Denton. Rob is the president and founder of True North Financial. He's the guiding force behind the day-to-day operations of True North. He's an industry veteran with a diverse background and deep knowledge of credit and collection policies. Rob has over 25 years' experience in lending, credit risk management, and collections. His background also includes executive-level positions at both public and private companies specializing in collections, accounts receivable financing, equipment leasing, as well as unsecured lending. We are here to talk to the people about how to help them get their credit back on their feet. Rob, welcome, man.
What's happening, Jim? How you doing?
I got a couple of these emails that came in. I want to start off with them. Is that okay?
That's absolutely fine.
Okay. Hey, Jim, my name is Brandon, and I own a mid-sized landscaping company up in Broward County. I was hoping you can give me some advice regarding some collection issues I've been having. I never had a problem in the 22 years I've been in business, but the last 18 months have been rough. I went from paying my suppliers every 30 days like clockwork to 60 and then 90 days, and now, unfortunately, I've four issues in collections, and the calls are driving me crazy. The four collection issues are with suppliers I no longer do business with. I pushed them off, opting to pay the suppliers I still do business with. The four issues total about $100,000. I don't know if I have to file for bankruptcy because I don't have the $100,000 to pay these guys off. Please let me know what Rob thinks my best option is. Thank you. And by the way, I love Rob's segment on your show. Rob, did you write this yourself? This guy sounds like it's right down your alley, man.
I got to tell you, we're a local company, and a lot of the people that I speak with have issues like this, And, you know, I'm a local guy. I play ice hockey with a lot of these guys. And every once in a while we run into someone. And listen, people are stressed out about their business right now, and they don't know which way to turn. And, Brandon, the type of thing that you need to do is, first of all, calm down. We need to condense. We need to condense all the problems that you're having so that you can focus on your business. Number one important thing, don't avoid the calls. Get someone. Be proactive.
Yeah, I got to believe, you know, we had somebody else here emailed earlier in the show. I read the email that they get calls at 8:15, 8:20 every morning, that they get calls from all around the country, that they're starting, that the wife says to the husband now, hey, I have a boyfriend in Florence, Alabama, or wherever it is. I don't know where it comes from. And it's just, these things don't stop. You can help calm down the house, can't you?
Absolutely. The bottom line is with the collectors, they're on commissions. And there are certain laws that allow them to give you those phone calls. We're going to help you use those laws to protect yourself. And it's an important thing that you understand that you're not alone in this.
Yeah, there's been a whole lot of consumer protections that have been passed to take advantage to help people protect themselves against this stuff. Now, I've got another email. It's a little bit long, Rob, but I think it's going to really bring to light some of the things you can do. Dear Jim, my name is Bill. I own a local pool business up in Broward County, and things were great until the housing market collapsed and no one was building custom pools anymore. I've been keeping my business afloat by juggling the bills between a few business credit cards I have and my own personal credit. This is a good one here, Rob. I stopped paying on those lines because I have to keep my equipment leases up to date. Thank God business is picking up and both the credit card companies and the banks want payments in full. I am doing better, but I can't pay them in full. They won't even speak to me without a payment plan. The credit cards and the line of credit are with a big bank. They're telling me I personally guaranteed them, so I have to pay them in full. I don't even know what they're talking about. It's just a credit card. Any advice would really help me out. Please ask Rob if this is the kind of mess that he can help me out with.
Hey, Jim, if you got this email about 3 days ago, which I think you did, we've already spoken to Phil.
You're kidding me.
Nope. And what happened is he's been in business 18 years up in Pompano, if it's the same gentleman. He'd indicated, Rob, I've been paying all the time within 30 days. I've never had a problem. The housing market collapsed. My bills went from being paid on 30 net, going to 60, going to 90. All of a sudden, I started getting phone calls from 800 numbers. Four different collection calls companies were calling me. And what happened was we ended up condensing his obligations. We reached out to all the creditors. We let them know what was going on. And the bottom line is the calls have stopped, right? The calls have stopped.
Peace in the house. Peace in the house.
This just happened. If it's the same guy. Sounds like it is, but the nice thing about this.
Well, when they call, I give them your number. I mean, I don't sit on this stuff and, you know. I try to get it to you. This guy's in trouble. He's freaking out.
Well, it's great. And I can tell you in the last few weeks, we've also had some calls from local money managers and other professionals who service businesses who are looking for another way to help their clients out.
You know, this is problematic. The definition of small business keeps going up at the community banks and the local banks. I know that my friends, they've got business, call it in the $4-6 million a year revenue range, and you know they go out and they provide services to people, and they've got to go buy the products, and the people pay them 30 net, 60 net, 90 net, like that guy was talking about, and then they stop paying them.
Mm-hmm.
And so these guys can't get the financing for the, you know, to bridge them for this operating capital. They've got people out there that aren't paying them. They're trying to pay other people. This is a guy you can help too, can't you?
Absolutely. The tight money policies that are going on right now with the banks are really hurting the little guy. The guy who's doing 5, 6, 7 million, 15 million. They're unable to get lines of credit.
That's not a little guy. The little guy sells pastelitos here on the corner. That's a guy with a big business. That's a guy with responsibilities. That's a guy with scores of employees that have families that depend on him.
Jim, the debt's the same. The revenues are down. The payments still need to be made. We have a lot of clients that we speak to, and this may resonate with some of you out there, that you're no longer paying yourself. You're just trying to make ends meet just to pay your creditors and also your employees. If you're one of those guys who stopped paying yourself, you got to give us a call.
That's unbelievable. I mean, you know, it really is tough out there. Now, we see that the economy is apparently getting better. You're starting to see the people that blog about the home market, that things are getting better. But it's only getting better in spots. And if you're not in one of the spots where it's getting better, it might even be getting worse for you at this point. It sounds like some of these guys that are writing us emails are having the problems continue to grow.
Well, they do say strike when the iron's hot. And if things are getting better, it's a perfect time to take a look at your accounts payable, take a real hard look at it and see if this is the time to reset. To reach out to some of the creditors or vendors that you're no longer using, or they're not mission critical, and see if they're willing to take some cash now, lump sum payment, a smaller amount now versus stretching something out over a long period of time.
It sounds like there's a lot of strategies that are involved in working this out. It seems to me as though it's just simply a business deal to make, and that some people may have too high of an emotional investment in their situation to think clearly, and that's why they need a professional who's experienced to help them through a process that they're uncomfortable with.
Absolutely. And I have to tell you, every strategy is different. Every case is different. And when someone looks at you determining, should I sue you because you're not paying me, that's important. So what we do is we take the approach that if we were the other side, how we can help condition or set a situation up so that we can help you get your way out of the debt situation.
Now, Rob, we've talked about a lot of situations. We've talked about the fact that you can help people. There better be people out there that have a pen and paper ready. I'm going to give them a couple of seconds. Okay, Rob, how does somebody who needs some help get in touch with you?
You can call us directly at 954-379-4738. And by the way, we are national, so if you'd like to call us toll-free, that's 800-807-8524.
You have the ability to execute your strategy in how many states, Rob?
Pretty much the entire country, but 45 states.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good. And if somebody requires assistance that's beyond just a consulting level and they require some type of evaluation or help with a lawyer, you have relationships that they can avail themselves of in that respect as well?
Correct. It's extremely important to understand that True North Financial is not a law firm. We do not give legal advice. However, we are loosely associated with the Oliver Law Group. We do have other relationships with attorneys around the country, so that if you do need representation, we're more than happy to refer you over to them. There's never an obligation. And we're also happy, if you already have counsel, to work with your counsel, and we'll take a back seat, but we'll do the heavy lifting with the negotiating.
So the real thing to remember is that True North is your teammate for peace at home.
Teammate and partner.
Wow,
all the way
through. Great. Now, one more time, in case somebody was a little slow and couldn't pick up all the numbers and letters and stuff.
Okay, locally, that's 954-379-4738. That'll get directly to me. Or you can call toll-free 800-807-8524. And you can check us out on the web at www.truenorthfinancial.net.
All right, Rob. So we know that you work with a lot of the people that are in the we talked about the home building trades. We talked about construction. This is the slow time I guess it's not really the slow time in some places, but in Miami, it's traditionally been the slow time for food and beverage, certainly in Palm Beach County. So people that are in the food and beverage business may be hurting as well. You can help them, too, can't you?
Absolutely. We can help them work out some plans with their vendors. We also have some financing solutions where they may be able to get some working capital. We have a program called Bill Guard that helps you pay your bills when you can't. It works off of certain various credit facilities, and we're more than happy to speak with you. There's absolutely no obligation. Give us a call. We can get you sometimes as much as $200,000 plus, but we really need to speak with you and make sure it's the right program for you.
Okay, and if they want to talk to you, Rob, they call you at
954-379-4738 or toll-free. That's 800-807-8524.
All right, Rob Denton, CEO and President of True North Financial, we greatly appreciate your bringing credit solutions to the people that need them the most, helping keep peace in families and helping keep people out of the hospital probably just as much as the health system does. You guys are great. Thanks so much for being a big part of the show. Rob Denton from True North Financial. We'll talk to you again next week with some more solutions for people.
Jim, thanks for having us.
It's our pleasure. We'll be right back after this short break with Dr. Sam Shandon. This is Jim Freed. I'm looking for a few good partners. I invest equity with operating partners. If you have real estate transactions and need debt or equity, give me a call at 305-854-5000, extension 222. Retail, apartments, land, office, hotel, and healthcare. We are seeking operating partners in all product sectors and in locations throughout the southeastern United States. Again, call me at 305-854-5000, extension 222.
This is Hugo Perez of DataCorp. In today's fast-paced business climate, a business executive like you needs help keeping up with technology innovations that can help drive profits. DataCorp is the IT partner that you're looking for. DataCorp has been recognized as the number one ranked small business in South Florida. Our 10 years of service excellence integrating server systems got us to the top. Let us help you get to number one in your field. Make DataCorp your IT trusted advisor. Call me, Hugo Perez, at 954-671-5650. Again, that is 954-671-5650, or visit our website, www.data-corporation.com. And remember, DataCorp is powered by partnerships and driven by service.
Ask Dr. Franks about his executive reboot camp. Ask Dr. Franks how to lose weight and stay healthy without working out. Ask Dr. Franks how to keep your energy up while you increase your workload or your workout load. Ask Dr. Franks by calling 305-975-8748 or go to his website, www.askdrfranks.com. You'll be glad you did.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, America, get ready for the fastest 7, 8, 9, 10 minutes, as long as we can keep them on. Economic Review, we've got Dr. Sam Shandon. He is the president and chief economist of Shandon Economics, an adjunct professor at the Wharton School of the University of Pennsylvania. He's a noted economist and active commentator on issues of national and global economic significance. Sam, welcome back to the show.
Thank you very much.
Now, tell us, Sam, I mean, we've been reading all kinds of different things about the international economy and how it's going sideways and getting soft and seeing that impact on the United States economy. I'm throwing you the red meat and letting you go, dude.
I think you're absolutely right to point to problems in the global economy as significant drags on activity and confidence levels here at home. It's a little bit more than the economy moving sideways when we look to what's happening in Europe right now. Most of the Eurozone nations have actually slipped back into recession at this point. The first quarter data is pretty clear. We're just waiting for some of those second quarter numbers to come in now to show us that, in fact, the economies continue to contract. Unemployment rates very regrettably continue to climb through the second quarter until we have real resolution around the structural issues in Europe, until we see some fairly decisive action around how it is that they're going to manage down this crisis or contain this crisis. Lack of readiness on the part of businesses, individuals, to make investments in Europe, to expand their capacity, is something that's going to drag on their economies. And as I think we've seen with the sovereign bond crisis, something that has the potential to really spill over into other parts of the world. The main things that we see right now happening in the United States as a result of that certainly drags on confidence. The last couple of months have been a very disappointing set of reports with regard to the labor market. And again, right now I'm just focused on the national picture. This isn't true across every part of the country. But when we look at those national numbers on employment, just think how far we've, again, very unfortunately seen a loss of momentum. In January, we had private sector job growth that was near a six-year high. The numbers were really quite robust. But in the months that have followed that, February was another strong month. Things have really slowed down significantly since then. The second quarter data, the 84,000-85,000 jobs that we had created during the month of June, very disappointing, certainly not enough to keep pace with household formation, or I should say population growth. We're treading water at best with regard to the labor market. Some folks have pointed to the fact that those numbers are still positive. That's true. But in as much as we've got population growth, household growth, that really is running ahead of job creation, the demands on our ability to support people and to ensure a safety net is in place for people who are not finding employment means that we've still got your real drags and a real deterioration in terms of the structural competitiveness of the labor market in the United States. And that's a major problem right now. The reverse of all of this, the one area in which, at least in the short term, there are certain segments of the market, real estate not least amongst them, where we've benefited, although it's a mixed blessing, has been in terms of the financing costs in the United States for well-qualified borrowers. I think a couple of your other guests have mentioned very clearly that, you know, the recovery, whether it be in terms of companies, firms, small businesses' ability to access credit, is extremely uneven. What we do know is that for those borrowers who are very well qualified, they're able to take advantage of rates that are historically low. And by that, we mean lower than we have seen in modern American history. Just over the last couple of days, and this is something that is going to be very relevant for, you know, anyone who owns a home or is thinking about entering the home ownership market, we've seen 30-year commitment rates for amortizing mortgages with Freddie Mac fall to the lowest levels ever, just above 3.5% for a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. That's really extraordinary. It's not a reflection of strength in the housing market as much as it's a signal of just how uncertain and how risk-averse investors are in other parts of the world, driving that money into U.S. bond markets, into U.S. treasuries, pushing down those rates. Flip side of that, to actually be able to get one of these mortgages, to actually be able to qualify for that line of credit as a small business, another thing entirely, a very, very different story than if we're just looking at the rates and making assumptions about, oh, well, the financing is cheap.
Yeah, I mean, it's just impossible to get a reset on all of this. Now, we've only got about two or three more minutes left, Sam, and I want to make sure we talk in general about the impact on, rather more specifically about the impact on the real estate industry as you see that going, because I've, you know, you're reading about everything today. I guess the big headline was that there's all kinds of mortgage-backed securities that are coming out that are still not financeable, and loan delinquencies on the CMBS have hit record highs last month.
Some of that is seasoning, just in terms of when those mortgages were made in the CMBS pools and when they're subsequently coming due. It's very difficult for some of these properties to be able to, you know, find new financing. And again, this speaks to the degree of bifurcation that, you know, is, you know, I think, a characterization that we've used to describe the recovery in real estate markets for much longer than many people in the policy environment, many people in the general business environment would have anticipated. But what this means for us is that, you know, we have properties in markets like New York, Washington, D.C., Chicago, San Francisco, high-quality assets, coveted assets by, you know, a diversity of investors where lenders are, you know, at the ready, in many cases prepared to, you know, put in place the financing, where as a result of those different things in combination, we now have prices that exceed the levels we observed in 2006 and 2007. That's rather remarkable given, you know, the underlying weakness in the job market. But again, what it reflects is just how much capital is flowing into those safest havens. Elsewhere in the country, that is not an accurate characterization at all of what's going on. And so you do have some of the CMBS originated in 07. It's coming due now. There may not be any amortization of the principal. Very difficult to refinance. You compare that, though, you know, again, it's, you know, there's a tendency, I think, in real estate and commercial real estate to look at what's happening in CMBS and then to draw conclusions about all of commercial real estate from that. That, in part, is a mistake that is made because the data on CMBS is a little bit easier to get. If we dig in a little bit deeper and say, well, what's happening with bank balance sheets? What's happening with the life companies' commercial real estate loans? What's happening with Fannie Mae's and Freddie Mac's multifamily loans? Again, a very different story there, one where we see default rates, delinquency rates declining over the course of several quarters now. And that's an important thing for us to bear in mind, that bifurcation is something that has really impinged upon improvements in secondary markets outside of just the coasts. But we've also got some good underplayed stories here, where some of those less observable, less transparent sources of lending are actually seeing some meaningful improvements that have been sustained over the course of the last year.
And how about the banks in the regions? I guess it's a region by region thing.
It's bank by by bank in many cases. You know, one of the fascinating things, Jim, is that, you know, we'll look at banks that have very similar footprints in terms of where they were lending before the financial crisis, the kinds of loans they were making, the kinds of borrowers they were working with. And on paper, these institutions look very similar. But what you also observe is that differences in the way that they've chosen to work with their borrowers, differences in the way that they've chosen to manage distress on their balance sheets, have ultimately led to very different outcomes for these institutions in terms of where they are now, the health of the bank, their ability to reengage, their ability to support the market, and make, you know, their ability to fundamentally make loans to borrowers that are creditworthy. I think, you know, one of the challenges out there, I think, again, a previous guest mentioned it, is that in some cases, it's not that we want banks to be making loans that where we feel that there's a real risk of default. What we want to be able to avoid is situations where there are constraints on credit that are limiting the ability of banks and other institutions to make loans available to good creditworthy borrowers. That's something that, you know, in many cases for many banks, for many community banks, where we really still have some work to do in loosening the credit in a way that is appropriate given the variation, the creditworthiness of the different borrowers out there.
Well, Sam, you took me right out of time and right out of breath. As always, a top level talk, and you covered it all in less than 10 minutes. You're amazing. You're fabulous. I hope you'll come back closer to the election so we can have a little bit clearer view of the tea leaves.
Absolutely. Have a great day.
You have a great summer, Sam. We'll talk to you soon. We'll be right back after this short break. We're going to wrap it up with the power of the vacation. Stick with us.
Help, I need somebody. Just anybody. Help. You know I need someone. Help. When I was younger, so much younger than today, I never needed anybody's help in any way.
Hi, this is Jim Fried. You know it's good business to give your customers what they want. The Warren Henry family of auto dealerships, you know, Land Rover, Infiniti, Range Rover, Volvo, and Jaguar, they know this, and that's why they always give their customers more. When I leased my Infinities, and I've got two of them from them, I knew I was getting the best price because they guaranteed it. Their best price guarantee is part of a package of benefits called the Warren Henry Advantage. You get complimentary dent repair, complimentary key replacement, complimentary first service, and even a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for a whole year. That's right, a personal concierge. So if you buy or lease any new Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, or Jaguar from Warren Henry, or even if you buy one of their pre-owned cars, you will get the Warren Henry Advantage also. Add in the exceptional service they deliver, and you'll see why they've been in business for over 3.5 decades. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Fried on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Fried.
All right, America. Welcome back to Fried on Business. We've got it rolling here. We had Sam Shandon with the fastest 10 minutes of economic news that you've heard in quite some time. Sam is the man, and he will be back before the election, and we will talk some more about what is going on in the U.S. and world economy and their impact on you. And now we're going to talk about our editorial. And I want to talk about the importance of going on vacation. Importance of going on vacation. No one's going to let you go on vacation. You got to take a vacation. No boss wants their employees to go out unless they really realize that going on vacation allows that employee to sharpen it up. Even just going out of town for a long weekend is okay, but you've got to take something longer. Take something where you can get back with the family or your friends or yourself. Get in touch with what's important to you. You'll find out that soon you'll be reflecting on things that are important that you don't really think about, and soon you'll and by the time your vacation's over, you'll be recharged. You'll have a change of perspective, and in order to get that change of perspective done, you're going to want to make sure you change a venue. You want to make sure you go somewhere. No one's going to give you your vacation. Make sure you take it. Even Mitt Romney is taking a vacation, although he may regret the time that he was photographed on that red Sea-Doo there. I want to make I want to make sure I thank our sponsors. I want to thank Warren Henry Automotive for coming on and making sure we talk about the Warren Henry Advantage. I want to thank True North Financial, bringing help to all of our listeners. I want to make sure we thank Best Roofing. Lolly Green MSW, she'll be back soon. She's on vacation. Social Media 305, Johnny's got the fingers flying. Dr. Victor Franks will be back next week. Make sure you're here, too. The NFL alumni is there, the UF Bergstrom Center for Real Estate, and the Nathan Collier MSRE program at the University of Florida. But most of all, I want to thank you, our listeners. Please go to our Facebook page and like our show, and please tell your friends. Join our community. Give us feedback, comments. Tell us who you want to hear from. Twitter, me personally, at Jim Freed. The show, at Freed on Business. We're on Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube. Got some excellent stuff on YouTube. The website gets thousands of hits each week. Remember, the person that wants to do something finds a way. The other finds an excuse. Now go out there and make it happen. Name me Willie McCoy, but down the home they call me Slim.